Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Melton to Draymond Green. Dribbles and sets a screen for Curry. Steps around Diabate. Dribbles to the paint. Weaves it up top to Richard. He'll drive in. Kicks it out to Draymond. His three attempt is good! Draymond Green. Clutch with 2 minutes to go. Warriors up 8. 126-118. Knipple drives and was fouled before by Richard as he tried to wheel to get downhill. Boy, all of a sudden the intensity in this game just went up a big notch. And you saw him with a big smile on his face talking to Brandon Miller. He's got the headset on. Draymond, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
All right.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. I'm so happy to go home.
And by the way, I agree with, before we start about today, I agree with you on Christmas. I've been saying for years that if you play three or four in a row, you get the next one off.
Yeah, I mean, some type of break would be nice. You know, 1 year, like I've missed a couple of my kids' first Christmases. You know, we're all honored to play on that day, Tim. You know, it's an honor to be viewed as one of the top teams in the league, but we're all human beings as well.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. It just one day of sitting on the couch in sweats and playing with the kids' toys, that would be great.
Absolutely. My tradition growing up as a kid was we would open gifts with our family, and then I watched games all day with my granddad. I haven't watched games all day in 14 years.
Well, you know, but maybe someday you'll be lucky like me and be a granddad, and you can do that.
This is true. Well, yeah. with all my kids, I pray that I'm fortunate enough to see that day.
Well, let's talk about the game today. First of all, it's a great win because it's getaway day. It's a winning road trip, and it seems like that. You tell me, what are you guys finding out about how this year's version of the Warriors needs to play?
We still need to play fast, but not as fast as we once did. You know, the possession battle matters a lot more. We seem to get better stuff in the half court when we're slowed down, you know, as opposed to rushing and turning the ball over. So really trying to do a better job of taking care of the ball, and then we got to be a great defensive team.
One of the things that you do so well, and I love watching you and Steph work, is when Steph gets overplayed and he cuts back door. You had a couple of beautiful passes that way today. That's got to be a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. You know, I think, you know, this last couple games with Toronto and this game, teams are starting to do that again. So we also need all our guys to figure out where they should go to take advantage of that as well, because I still think we can get more of those, but we got to have the proper space.
When you look at the play of guys like, Guy Santos, Will Richard, you know, some of these young guys are kind of figuring out that they have to do some other things, the hustle plays, the rebounds, the strip steal, whatever it might be, to help win games. Do you think that's going to pay off?
It's definitely going to pay off. And that, you know, for those guys, they realize that that's also a way onto the court. You know, I always tell people, in this league, you got to find your way onto the court however you can. For me, finding my way onto the court was defense, just to go out there and get defensive stops, and then you build on that. You know, Guy Santos has found his way onto the court, offensive rebounding, and then you build on that. And Will Richards done the same thing. So we need those guys, with their youth, to continue making those energy plays. They pay dividends for us.
Last one, and I was just watching you go through the reception line there at the end of the game, and I don't think people realize, understand how much you enjoy young players in this league. And I saw you talking to Brandon Miller, gave him a nice big hug. You know, you're kind of paying it forward.
I love, having a relationship with the younger guys. Man, they're the guys that will carry the torch through this league for this league. You know, anytime you can show them love, pour into those guys, share knowledge with them. You know, I'm honored year 14 to still be able to take the floor with those guys. So it's always an honor to see the young fellas and more importantly, to continue to see their growth year to year.
When we land, it's 3 weeks in California.
Can't wait, baby.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir.
Draymond Green, 12 assists, 10 points, 8 rebounds today here in Charlotte. A happy new year for the Dubs as they wing their way home. Final score, Golden State 132. Well, Golden State gets the win, 132-125. A hard-earned victory over the Charlotte Hornets here at the Hive. The Warriors get the victory and head home with a 2-1 road trip, a winning road trip, which, you know, you think back, it's all in retrospect, but you think about that game in Toronto, that just the disaster of the fourth quarter there. It very easily could have been a 3-0 road trip, but that's already in the book. So now you got to look ahead. Three straight weeks of being in California, one road game in the next 3 weeks. And when the Warriors play that road game against the Clippers, they will have played over half of their road games on the season. So they've gotten some of the tough parts of the schedule out of the way. It's the fifth time this year they have scored at least 130 points. They won four of those five. Second time they've done that on the road. Well, Draymond Green, our postgame guest, to 10 points, a season high, 12 assists. It's his first double-double of the season and the 160th of his career. The Warriors made 24 threes tonight, five of them by number 30. Steph Curry finishing with 26 points. Brandon Pajemski hit some very important threes in the fourth quarter. He finishes with five threes and 19 points in 23 minutes. And so, again, season high tying 24 threes, third time they have done that. Warriors have won five of their last six. It's their sixth straight win against Charlotte. They've won eight of the last 10. And it's their third straight win here in North Carolina. The season-high field goal percentage today was 55.4%. Second game, shooting over 50%. And the other game was in Brooklyn. And even though the records of these two teams aren't the stellar kind, Brooklyn had been the best defensive team in the month of December. Charlotte's been playing better. And I think it might be a sign that the offense is finally starting to come around for Golden State. The bench play has been good all year long. They had 61 points off the bench tonight, and the Warriors are 3-2 when that happens. So Golden State heads home Friday, 6:30 the start time, 7 o'clock the tip. Now, on Saturday, it's a 7 o'clock tip. The usual tips on the weekend are 5:30, but because the Warriors are playing the night before on Friday at 7 o'clock, they want to give the team a 24-hour window there. 6:30 the airtime, 7 o'clock the tip against the Utah Jazz. And the Warriors were hoping to have Tom Tolbert back in the fold. Wasn't feeling good over the Christmas holiday. We hope he's feeling better. And we'll have Tommy this weekend on Warriors Radio.